And we're back. Wow, when you're in pain, well, you never give up. That's true. I've been in a lot of pain in the last 2.5 years. And I said, I'm not going to give up. So when we talk about sickness, that's the key, but you've got to have the truth. When you're working with your own sickness, you have to understand why you're sick in the first place. And before I continue, I have to say something I did not say in segment one for this broadcast, September 30th broadcast. And we're still September 29th. We're still in the studio. But in reference to NATO and Ukraine, if we did allow Ukraine to be a member of NATO, we would have 100% World War III. And that's the truth. Now, how do I know this? Well, I have access to other universes, what we've gone through, the Groundhog Days. And it is true that they did become a member of NATO and we had World War III. It took place. And it was not good. Of course, it wasn't good. But at the same time, it's complicated because there's another planet and another universe taking on the karmic debt that we were taking on for someone else. And they are now going through World War III. Unless you have my gift, it will be very difficult for you to understand. But we need to be grateful. And we need to ensure that we do not support leaders that want Ukraine to become a member of NATO. It's very important. The Spiritual Council is putting in very tough software programs that if this does happen, even outside the software program, because people can still make decisions outside the software program and go against it. These people in another incarnation will be severely, 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 severely punished. Big time. Big time. So that's the truth. That's what I've got to say. So if a world leader listens to this broadcast, and then they proceed with World War III, then they cross over, they're going to be punished. That's the way it is. And they're going to have no one there to protect them. They're going to have nobody. They're going to be on their own. And whatever that path is for them, the next 1,000 incarnations to come back and to be on the front line, having their legs blown off or being killed, whatever. That's what they're going to have to go through. You simply cannot outsmart the Matrix. Not today. So that's what I had to say. Because I know if I'm a world leader, I'm going to be making every effort to listen to this broadcast on a regular basis. That's what I would be doing. And then I would make my decisions based on what I hear from me. Then if you've got someone who's gifted, if a world leader has a person who can discern truth, and if you go to someone who tells you lies, they will be severely punished. That's how it is. It's a different set of rules today. And we're all playing with the same rules. Okay, so let's talk about sickness. Sickness, oh my gosh, let's talk about it. Where do I begin? Well, we spoke about people who accept eye for eye and people who forgive. My God, this is really tough. And people who actually accept the sins of the forefathers, this is another one whereby you're agreeing what you're doing by accepting this, you're saying it's okay for you to take on the spiritual debt, the sickness for your ancestors. You've got to be insane. And so I'm looking at that software program. I'm going to be looking at that. I've got so much on my plate right now, but I'm going to get to it. And I want to make sure that that part is removed. It's removed. And you know what? It's our core beliefs that get ourselves into trouble. You've got the Jewish people that are basically going from being the core Jew to Jews for Jesus. And they're going into one frying pan into another one. Because in one frying pan, they accept eye for eye. They need to be set free from that. We all do. And then they're going into another frying pan where they, instead of going eye for eye, they're going to forgive. They're being taught to forgive. Oh my God. Religious suicide. No, it's not good. I love the Jewish people. And people who, my Jewish friends, you know how much I love you. I love everybody. I'm not anti, whatever. Actually, I am anti something in one area. Anti-pasta. I love anti-pasta. That's my that's my old joke. Yeah, I do. I do love anti-pasta. I always, when I have my Italian Catholic friends, I always bring that up. They have a good joke, anti-pasta. Hey, listen, I don't have nothing against you. I love anti-pasta. You know, like, I mean, please, I got nothing anti against you. They get it. So you got to be in that space where you have no prejudice, you have no hatred to anyone, anything. You've got to be in that place. This is how you get free of the treadmill where you keep coming back here and going over and over and over the same thing and with a different twist based on what you did in your last incarnation. Everything that you are experiencing in this incarnation, the hurt and everything, it has nothing to do with this current incarnation. It's got nothing to do with it. You know, psychiatry is trying to find out why a person is depressed. The answer's not here. There is no answer here. The answer is always from another incarnation that you just left and you came into the matrix. But the answer's not here. But I would love to go in front of 5,000 psychologists, and maybe put 5 of their patients up on stage. And they first tell me what the actual diagnosis is of that patient. And then I will take over right after that. And they will be surprised where the reason why that patient is having psychosis, mental illness, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, it's not here. The answer is not here. It's somewhere else. And we got messed up because the software program, and it has nothing to do with a psychiatrist. They're not doing anything wrong. They are programmed to behave this way. So I need to help them out and change the program where they are more open to what I'm saying. Because right now, they're not open. And I got to help them. Because I would hate to be a psychiatrist programmed not to believe in another incarnation, some other truth. That would really bother me, particularly if I died crossed over, and they said to me, Brian, past lives is true. And what the gentleman said when you were having that incarnation as a psychiatrist, you were part of the 5,000 member audience. And most of you made fun of this man, but he was talking the truth. I mean, I would feel so terrible crossing over and have that conversation with somebody. I would feel really, and I've died. I've had the out-of-body experience. I know what it's like to die. I know what the process is. And when I died, I did not want to come back. So here's the deal with sickness. So when you are born, you've got a whole bunch of attachments that you bring into this incarnation. And, you know, I sit back when I was Rudolf Steiner. I wrote about this a lot. Benjamin Franklin. You know, many, whoever I was in all my other incarnations, Einstein, Tesla. I'm sitting back and you know, James, brother of Christ. I was that. You know, take the pen and verify that. You know that if you're new to the broadcast. And I'm, you know, asking, I said, Father, with all these incredible roles I've had, and most of these roles has a lot to do with science or setting something up, starting something. Like when I was Benjamin, I started the post office. And in fairness, I should be getting royalties from the U.S. government. But I'm not going to challenge Mr. Biden on that issue. Joke. But actually, there is some truth, because the Father says, if we all did believe in other incarnations, that would be true, that I would be entitled to some sort of compensation in this incarnation. So that's very, very, very interesting. So on that note, were you born with a small onion or a large onion? That's the big question. And so the small onion compared to the large onion is basically how many times did you compromise your soul journey in your other incarnation, and that you have to come into this incarnation and basically undo or go through whatever you need to go through to set the record straight. And so some people, for example, this is how forgiveness can get you into trouble. Let's talk about diabetes. Most people who have diabetes, they did not really get it by being a bad person. They got it by bad people harming them, and where they forgave the bad people. And so the spiritual debt of diabetes is simply they are taking on someone's... Hang on, Father. Yeah. He says, not everybody. Okay, okay. He's saying, oh, he wants the pendulums to verify something. Verify that Christ is talking through me. You're supposed to do that. Is Christ giving me the information? Is this where, that's why I'm stumbling, because he wants me to stop and get this verified. So please verify this. And remember, when you do the pendulum, say on September 29th, when Brian did the broadcast, was it only Christ working through him? Okay, that's the deal here. Okay, so with the onion layer, let's say if you, in another incarnation, you had a father that basically did maybe 50, let's say 60 acts where he harmed you. Okay? And based on this harm, he's supposed to come back and experience diabetes, because diabetes is about taking the sweetness away from life, from a person, from their life. And they didn't do it. The person who was violated, harmed, forgave the abuser, in this case, let's say it's their father. So technically speaking, the father's supposed to come back into another incarnation and get diabetes. But instead, the person who was abused forgave the father 50, 60 times. And so they end up coming back into this life with diabetes. But what it means to get rid of diabetes, they got to go through 50 to 60 separate healings. They have to get rid of all that stuff. And that's the onion layer. And this is why I'm trying to stress to everyone, do not forgive anyone, because you're going to be caught on a treadmill for a long time. And if you come back into another incarnation and you're not going through a spiritual decompression and getting all this stuff, this energy lifted, you're going to keep coming back and back and back until you have paid the debt 50 or 60 times, whatever. So you're either going to have a choice of being set free, or you come back for your father 50 to 60 times and go through his karma, his bad karma. So this is what I'm trying to explain about sickness. And so if I can change the software program to make this different, I will try. And I do not have the full authority to do this, other than the fact I am the deciding vote of the council. The reason why I am the deciding vote of the council, which is a member of total of 13, is because Christ is working through me. Christ is the actual deciding vote. And so I will, like today, I did 6 major votes, plus 3, 9. 9 today on September 29th here. And they were all significant changes. And you can take the panel and verify that. They were all, and I voted in favor. Because it's the Christ that's coming through me. That's why I have such authority. And so these changes are huge. I mean, huge on this planet. And what's really interesting is that how it works is that the council will tell me what the issue is, and then they will have me vote. I don't come up with the issue and say, hey, this is what I want to do. They tell me what to do. But what I have done, I would say, Father, you were of A, B, C, D happening on this planet. Then 3 days later, I'm asked to make a vote on that issue. But I'm not necessarily saying I want to do A, B, C. And so that's how it works. And when I do actually make the actual decision, on a very, very important decision, it takes me less than 5 minutes. I don't spend any more than 5 minutes on that decision. And take the pendulum and verify that and confirm. I do not have time for a feasibility study, a 1-year, 2-year feasibility study. I don't have time for that. I've got 5 minutes. And so, in fact, today, the 6 important decisions, I made all 6 within 10 minutes. All six important. So that's what I do. And so for someone to be healed, there's something, and I'm going to just call this, I'm going to make this very simple. It's energy, but I call it bubbles. And I'm not talking about tiny bubbles. I'm talking about just bubbles, energy. And this energy goes into our brain. And it was with us from the day we were born. Then we get additional energy when we turn 8 years old. But, for example, there is an energy, a bubble that's called a miracle healing energy. Okay? And this is how I know if I can help someone. If someone is born with a miracle healing energy and it's active, then I'm able to help them. It's that simple. It's not me being prejudiced against another human being. It's just I need to see if it's there. Then once it's there, then I have the authority to perform a healing. And that miracle healing could be one of 60 to come. You know, but it's there. So if they need 60 healings, they're going to have 60 separate bubbles for miracle healing. And I'm calling it bubbles because I don't understand the right name to call it right now. So, because part of it I have to learn on my own. And so I'm going to come up with a proper name. But this energy is very powerful, extremely powerful. It can bring cancer, diabetes, amputation, make you go blind. It can cause heart disease. It could just do so many different things. And when we speak about demons, you know, there's got the thoughts coming through my head. Oh my gosh, it's just coming through. It's like the internet coming through my head. And so when we speak about demons, I'm trying to put a science to this, and I really don't accept demons. And the dark side, what the dark side did was they created this world of demons so that we would not have to deal with past lives. And that's why the demons exist. But in truth, what the demons mostly are, until I've been corrected, you know, so that means I'm going to be corrected, because whenever I make a statement like this, it means there's more I need to understand, which is okay. I'm okay with it. But when we speak of demons, I don't like to even say the word demons, you know, because it basically causes someone not to trust, not to believe in the process, because they say, what the heck is a demon? Let me get a whole bunch of PhDs. PhDs, and they're in front of me, and I'm talking about demons. You know what? They're going to walk out of that room. And I don't blame them. Okay? So I said, Father, what is the demon? And what I was told, in most cases, a demon is basically a past life soul from another person. And so when they say you're dealing with your own demons, it's also your own past life soul from another incarnation. And it makes it easy, because I can, if someone has a serious sickness, it could be more than one person, more than one demon slash, let's discount demon, more than one past life soul that's on them, making them sick. And so you can have your own soul, you can have your current life soul, and then you can have your own past life soul. So you got two souls. And then on top of that, you can have a Groundhog Day soul, which basically tells me what you've experienced in your Groundhog Days, which is 90% almost the same, but it could be different. And so I can tap in and find out what is the situation with you. Why is it you got into that car accident? Why did you get raped? Why? And women who get violated, I'm talking to all women, never forgive that person. So we're going to change the software program where you would forgive, and then you would come back into another incarnation, and you would take on that person's debt. And it's usually a cancer. The person you would take on, the person who raped you, they would normally get a cancer in another incarnation. Instead of them going through the cancer, you go through the cancer because you forgave. Okay? It sucks. And the dark side really, really programmed women to be abused, ill-treated. And this sucks, and I'm going to, with the Father, I'm going to change that for the women. That's what I'm going to do. And, wow. I mean, we want to be fixed, right? We all want to be fixed. And, you know, I said years ago that diabetes could not be healed. We're in the process of someone being healed of diabetes. And my God, this was a long, long haul. And Now I change the words that I truly believe now that someone can be healed of mostly any disease as long as they have the miracle healing bubble energy on them. That's what I believe. And for them to stick it through, continue with the process, get cleared completely, so when you leave this planet, you go somewhere else. Because in order for you to get out of this matrix of suffering, because I tell you, this planet sucks. This is a Christ coming through me. This planet sucks. There is a better place after we can go where it's just beautiful. There's no war. There's no eye for eye. There's no someone forgiving another. That crap does not exist. It does not exist where you go there and you don't have to worry about anything. You can have a beautiful, beautiful human experience on the other planet. And there are so many planets in the universe. And it is arrogant to think that we are alone. We're the only ones. It is arrogant. So what does it mean to be arrogant? It means that we have revenge towards something. Towards this planet, towards God, whatever. Arrogance always means a person has revenge towards something. That's what it means. And so, it's tough. It's really very, very tough. Dealing with cancers. Dealing with chronic disease. And you're dealing with it, but you don't know why. And so you have maybe family members around you that say, oh, no, you can't listen to Brian. He's just full of nonsense. And you know, the people who know me, you know that's not true. And the people who know me know that I truly do care. And this is not about money with me. I need money to do my work. I need a lot. I need millions. But the truth is, if someone offered me $1 million or even $1 billion, and they said, I will give you this if you can heal me of this. And if the Father said no, I wouldn't do it. I absolutely would not do it. I don't care. I just would not do it. Because then I would compromise my subsequent incarnations. And I would be screwed. And I'm not prepared to play the game with anybody on this planet that there's no such thing as past lives. Been there, done that. I'm not going to do it this time. This time, we're going to make changes to the software program where everybody accepts past lives. In order for you to heal, to be set free from this planet, you've got to believe in this. You cannot believe in anything less. It is nonsense that God will have a 3-year-old child come in and die, and this is their only incarnation. No, there's a reason why that child came in to have that human experience. And we're going to help. We're going to help everyone get it together. And we're going to do it. We are going to do it. And when it comes to being fixed, it's you're the one that fixes yourself. It's not on me. You have to change your core beliefs. But yes, through the software program, I can help you. Even before I see someone in the morning, when I start my day, you know, I say, Father, remind me what happened at the spiritual council while I was sleeping. These are the people I want to do some work with today. Do you have a message for each person? And they tell me. They give me the message. Then I will always ask, am I approved to do this? If they say no, I won't do it. Then I have to reschedule. But that's what happens. That I have to get the approval, that the council is aware of everyone that I'm seeing. And they tell me what I'm allowed to do in ways of helping them. And get the pendulum and verify that. So it's not me on my own. I'm just, okay, I'm this gifted person. Jeez, you know, I can tell you what color your underwear is, which I was asked by a university years ago. You know, oh my God, I couldn't, they wanted to see if I was real, and asked me nothing about science. They just wanted to know if I knew what color a person's underwear was. And that was, well, you know, it's part of the program. But it was his loss, it wasn't mine. I mean, really, big time, it was his loss. And he should not have done that. So having said that, let me see what else I have to say and do. The attachments, I'm going to go deeper each broadcast. There is one that's called a subversion entity. And this is the subversion entity is past life soul, but on a higher level. And this is a bad one for someone to have a subversion entity on you. That this is good. This is good to know how dangerous it is. It is dangerous. And then you've got, again, I mentioned the last time, the indestructible. And that entity is, it just passes from one family member to the next, kills one family member and then kills another, or kills a cousin or whatever. Oh my God, this one is bad to have when your family gets nailed with this. But the subversion, it's good for you to know this. Because this is really bad. It really brings in a terrible disease into, and it's very difficult for the person to be healed. And the person, based on the spiritual counsel requirements, they got to be humble, and they have to be nice, and they have to be nice to people. They can't come and see me, then they go home and beat their family up verbally and emotionally. They can't do that. But then, the people who do this, they themselves have a software program to do this. And in a lot of cases, the dark side puts a whole blanket energy on the whole family to destroy the whole family. And so when I'm looking at someone who's emotionally abusing someone, I'm saying, who's causing that person to emotionally abuse the member? And then now, with the healings, I can now, with the approval of the council, change the program in each family. So that is removed and the family becomes closer. So that's one thing that we're working at, trying to understand. And I'm trying to not move so fast. But I have to go now. I've basically overstayed my time here. And they're waving. They're saying, Brian, you know, you're talking too much. Of course, they're talking to the Christ in me. And so, of course, the Christ in me has a good sense of humor. So let me see if there's anything else. Hey. Wants me to make a correction. Wow, because I asked, is everything truthful? He says, you don't always sit down with the council every morning because it's not every morning, every day you're working. So, okay, let me double. Okay, forgive me, Father. Okay, hang on. He says, everything's truthful now. You see, now, so when you do the pendulum, because this is in a way you're being tested, confirm that the fact that I made that statement that wasn't true, that I said I do every every morning, whatever I said. That wasn't true. And now I'm correcting it, and go depend on that, that it's now been corrected. And so you're going to see how the Father works through me. And when I make a mistake, I'm not afraid to correct it in front of everyone. You know, I want you to know, everyone to know, who I am. Who, you know, I don't want someone to, again, to edit my recording to make me sound like a professional broadcaster. I'm not here to be a professional broadcaster. I'm here to basically deliver a message. And how I do it, that's up to the big boss upstairs. And if he's got me stuttering through the whole process, well, that's it. But thank God that's not the case. I would end up making fun of myself, which I do sometimes very often. So we're going to say goodbye, and this is a MC Squared broadcast. My name is Brian, and you have been listening to Clarity Radio. And again, it's September the 29th, and it's 4:14, and this is going to be uploaded on the website on September 30th in the morning. Okay, so I love you guys, and all of you who have helped me through the years financially, emotionally, whatever it is, that you helped my family. And I, you know, you're going to be really, really, really blessed, particularly in your next incarnation. You are really going to be blessed. And many of you have been truly, truly blessed. Some of you, you don't know it. Many of you who have come to see me, if you didn't come to see me, you tell me. I've got a lot of people that say, Brian, if I never came and saw you in this incarnation, I would be dead. Then I would verify, Father, is that true? And he says, yes. So you know that. You tell me. I don't tell you. You tell me the truth. So, okay, we're gone, and we're going to do a broadcast next week, and we're just going to give you the truth in a very respectful way, and we're not here to judge anyone, no one. So, goodbye, and we'll talk next week. When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will I
lights will guide.